Yes, there you go. We heard another song from Albert Hammond. Yeah, so we're still traveling through Gibraltar. This is Wandering Rhythms, by the way, on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in Burnaby, Canada. And yes, Albert Hammond, I'd say the most famous Gibraltarian musician of all time. And yes, he's done songs for Whitney Houston, Diana Ross, Tina Turner, Willie Nelson, Chicago, Heart, The Carpenters, Ace of Base, Air Supply, etc. Wow, yeah, he's written a lot of songs, but that was his own song. There you go, a track called The Free Electric Band, singing about leaving the rock and going to California. Teachers just don't understand. 1973. Part of a single with another song more famous called It Never Rains in Southern California. So yes, it's Californian Days, Albert Hammond. And before that we heard, of something that was kind of meant to balance out the happiness of the reggae song before it. A very depressing metal song. Actually, I wouldn't call it depressing by nature, but that's actually the genre that it calls itself, depressive black metal. So yes, artist's name is Iperos, and the name of the project is Days of Our Lives, which kind of cracks me up, being a metal band, because Days of Our Lives was a soap opera in the 80s or 90s, and I remember my babysitter for a few years watched it every day, so I sat through many episodes of Days of Our Lives, many romantic squabbles in Days of Our Lives. So, and then you hear this guy shrieking like a hyena, calling himself Days of Our Lives. I think he was singing in English. Yeah, there you go. The song is called All Alone, the EP of the same title from 2010. And before that, we heard the Gibraltar anthem for their Gibraltar Day in 2010. So they got their own sort of, not quite Independence Day, but Gibraltar Pride Day. And in 2010, that song was made. It was a very very happy reggae song called Red and White, and on the flag of Gibraltar, those are the two colors. Yes, by LOL Productions and the singer Don Spider, talking about all the cool things. It's kind of like a promo video for Gibraltar, and there is the Gibraltar Rock, most famous thing there, towering over the little peninsula. And then you also have inside the rock these amazing caves. I think it's called St. Michael's Cave, and they're discovering new parts of this cave. It's huge. It goes way down. There's an opening, and then there's even a cathedral there where they have concerts. 600 people can fit into this cave, and they have those great acoustics, so they have shows there. And it's a tourist attraction now. It used to be like an important place for they almost had a medical center there during the war years ago. But yes, now it's a tourist attraction. You can go visit the cave on the rock if you go to Gibraltar. And again, watch for the monkeys. They'll steal your stuff. No joke. All right, well, we've got a little bit of Gibraltar vibes still to come. And yeah, it seems like rock is the thing there. The thing. Rock music. And this is one of the more famous new bands. Kind of poppy, but I'll play it anyways because, you know, it's not much else I could find, to be honest. A group called Taxi, and this one is the most rocky song I found of theirs. It has a really Lust for Life vibe to it, Iggy Pop, which the song's been copied and plagiarized many times, so here's just maybe another version, you might say, of that song. Doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom-doom. So yes, song 2008. Called 10,000 Excuses, 10,000 Excuses. And we're going to hear them all. Taxi right here from Gibraltar on Wandering Rhythms.
Amor, con tu vida. Oh, sing, I want to sing it in Janito. Under the sun, down by the sea, que viene el aire calentito. Sunny days, a summer place, and summer songs make summer good times. Let's have a good time. I'll take the song, and if I can, I'll make it fun and make the sun shine. Sun is up, I've set it up, I've heat is on, the sun is shining. Hit the beat and beat the heat and move your feet, the sun is smiling. Come on everybody, move your feet.
Dale,
dale, dale, step it up, up.
Dale,
dale al grupo pito.
Dale,
to the left, to the right, up.
Dale,
bajo el sol ya.
Y sin darme cuenta, everybody happy, yo y taca taca, taca 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 de toda la barraca, taca 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 bajo la sombrilla, taca 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 todos en la orilla, taca 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 vaya donde vaya, taca 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 en toda la playa.
Tú en taca taca aquí en el roji, con mi papi chulo deja que en el roji,
que chulo mi papi moli mi chihuahua,
hace taca taca hasta en el agua, sit papi en el ailo, sit papi sit mientras yo te bailo, mira tu cachuni mi Irish Zeta,
no papi no te meta,
everybody happy doing taca taca. De la hamaca, taca, 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 mucho taca, 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 hasta con resaca. Yo le tengo un truque a este taca, taca, es un poco friki, es un mete y saca. Taca, 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 desde la caleta, con tu majareta el que no se meta.
Y dale,
dale, dale, step it up, up,
dale,
dale al grupo tito.
Dale,
to the left, to the right, up,
dale,
bajo el sol ya.
Niña, que viene el aire calentito.
Oh yeah, that song sort of took a gamble. It was really poppy and not what I would usually play, but it's a cool showcase of the llanito, the slang hybrid mix of English and Spanish you get in Gibraltar. And yeah, the song was called Sol Llanito by LOL Productions. Lols. And yes, the dialect there, the mix of English and Spanish is, some say, is dying out because young people are more speaking English and that's all they teach in school in Gibraltar. But it's an important thing to keep the llanito going because it's such a cultural specific thing there. And there's so many words and expressions apparently in llanito that are disappearing. Like, they really find a weird way of mixing the two languages. Like, for instance, it says here, in Spanish, somebody might say, volver a llamar, which means to return a call in Spanish. But to mix it and make it more English, they say, llamar para atrás, which you wouldn't say in Spanish, but you say it in Gibraltar, which means llamar, call you back. Back, atrás means back in English. So, anyways, the point is just they have very original expressions that they use there. And, yeah, hopefully there'll be more music in llanito or something that would help people think that it's cool so the kids will get into it again. You know, some hip-hoppers doing the llanito thing. So it's spelled L-L-A-N-I-T-O, by the way. And as another small side note, Gibraltar was heavily against the Brexit. 96% of people voted to stay in Europe. So there are some tensions there now because of course, England is separating, and that means Gibraltar will separate as well from the EU, which is going to be sort of awkward considering most people are not most, but a lot of people actually travel to across the border to Spain regularly, even work in Spain. So, yeah, that's opening tensions now of saying, like, maybe Gibraltar should be part of Spain, some people are saying, and there's some British-Spanish tension new these days. But, yeah, old Brexit, what a wacky thing. Anyways, before that piece of music, this Sol Llanito, we heard some classic rock bands of the last decade or so. Melon Diesel was the one just before that song. It's called Nuestra Historia, so some Spanish language, old 90s style rock and roll. And before that, we heard Taxi with the song 10,000 Excusas. So, yeah, nice that the Spanish is still being used by some musicians in Gibraltar. And wow, just time for a couple more quick tracks. We'll hear again from Albert Hammond, because he's a legend there in Gibraltar, still going strong. And he must be just collecting so many checks from his royalties that he's done for famous musicians, written a lot of songs for them. So yeah, here's an Albert Hammond 1974 called I'm a Train, and it imagines that he is a train and just putting himself in that train state of mind. So a lot of choo-chooing and a lot of hard work being a train. So yes, a very simplistic song, but kind of fun. And then you'll hear one last piece of metal, because metal is alive and well in Gibraltar. Yeah, Ek Erilar will hear a song called Valknut. So love to all humans out there, and thanks for joining on the trip to Gibraltar. I really enjoyed our trip to the rock. People call it Monkey Rock. Albert Hammond, I'm a Train. Choo, 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 choo.
Look at me, I'm a train on a track. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a choo-choo train, yeah. Look at me, got a load on my back. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a choo-choo train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Been a hard day, yes it has. Been a hard day, yes it has. Been a hard day, yes it has. I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Yeah. Look at me for the very last time. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. It's been a life that's long and hard. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. I'm going down to the baker's yard. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. I'm a chicken train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. I'm a chicken train. I'm a train.
listening to Looking at Lyme on CJSF's Speak Up, and I'm your host, Sarah Cormode. Looking at Lyme is a podcast all about Lyme disease. My own journey back to health motivated me to understand the complexities of the illness, testing, diagnosis, and treatment. In each episode, you'll hear from experts in the field of medicine, science, and outdoor education. Together, we learn about topics such as neuroplasticity, pain management, co-infections, outdoor safety, and tick surveillance. You can find out more by visiting our website, lookingatlyme.ca, or following us on Twitter or Instagram. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to hear new episodes.
This is Bird Note. When we look for robins in spring and early summer, we often see them with their beaks full of earthworms. That tasty payload tells us a couple of things. For one thing, there's a nest full of baby birds nearby, waiting for their next meal. But that beak full of worms is also a clue about the conditions in which robins choose to nest. It turns out that robins are pretty choosy about this. When scientists looked at climate data for over 8,500 robins' nests in many parts of the U.S., they found that temperature is important. Robins will nest only if the mean noon temperature is between 45 and 65 degrees. But even more critical is relative humidity. It needs to be right around 50% in the middle of the day. And if it isn't, the birds will hold off. What's so special about this combination of temperature and humidity? It's the sweet spot when soft invertebrates move up near the surface of the soil. Like earthworms, essential fuel for hungry nestlings. As for exactly how robins sense when the humidity is 50%, that's still an open question. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. You're listening to